But once we hear from Him and we say what He said, then all we got to do is step back and let Him do it. He does the works.
It's God's will for you to receive your miracle for your health, your personal situation, or your finances as you believe and exercise your faith. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Keith Moore joins Jeremy Pearsons for today's lesson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I'm blessed to be joined today once again by Brother Keith Moore. Brother Keith, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Man, we have had a time already in the Word of God getting into some things that the simplicity of it is powerful enough to bring change into our lives. And when things get complicated, you know something's off.
Yeah.
When it gets complex, God's not in confusion.
Yeah, that's right.
And there have been some things that we've gotten into by the help of the Lord on last week's broadcast and again yesterday that I believe have the power to change your life. And we even had great manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit in last week's broadcast. So let me encourage you, if you missed any of that, go to kcm.org, download it. It's free. You can watch it, get caught up with us. And then today, I have a sense that this needs to be said. Do what it takes to shut everything else down just in these next few minutes. This is just a few minutes that we're going to spend here in the Word of God. But if you'll honor the Lord by shutting everything else down, turning everything else off, not trying to be doing a bunch of things at once here, but just take this time, Father, I'm going to give you the next 15, 20 minutes. They're all yours. I'm wide open to you, and watch what He can do with just that amount of time in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Keith, would you pray over us again today? And whatever's in your heart, sir, to get into the Word, we're wide open to it.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
All right. Father, we join our faith together. Jeremy and I and everybody joined in this broadcast and everybody watching, all the partners, we are asking you and touching this for utterance, for the anointing, for the manifestations of your Spirit as people are seeing and hearing, viewing, receiving. Let there come, Lord, exactly what pleases you and manifestations of your Spirit to your glory. We ask for it, we yield to it, we follow your compassion, and we believe to see your glory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In previous broadcast, we were looking at the passage in Mark 9. Mm-hmm. About the miracle that happened with the man whose son was called lunatic. He had seizures. And we saw how that the man brought his son to Jesus' disciples. And even though they'd been getting great results, they didn't get any results with him. Mm-hmm. And yet, when he got his son to Jesus, after he made some adjustments, his boy got free instantly, free, delivered, healed, which proves that no matter if the best prayed for you and didn't get results, that does not prove it's not God's will for you to be healed.
Yeah.
And anyway, when he did get to Jesus and he brought his son, he said in verse 22 of Mark 9, he said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. What a wonderful statement. It's anointed when he said it. It's anointed now. I think we ought to say it a few times out loud, Jeremy. If you can believe,
if you can believe,
all things are possible.
All things are possible
to him that believes.
To him that believes.
Hallelujah. Let's say it again. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. That means the things that other people thought in your life were not possible are possible. Mm-hmm. The things you've thought's not possible is possible. It's possible, even though you've been sick in your body for years and you've been limited, maybe restricted to your house, restricted to the bed, restricted to a chair, and it seemed like it's impossible for you to have a completely mobile life, healthy life. It is possible. Amen. It's possible to be free from every one of those diseases or restrictions. It's possible. Somebody needs to say it's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. You may have been in such a mess emotionally, such depression, such fear, such anxiety, such worry, that you've just been in prison. And think, you know, I've lived like this all my life, afraid to go out of the house, afraid to leave town, afraid to do this, afraid to do that. Fear will put you in a prison.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, if you can believe,
which you can,
which you can, it's possible for you to be totally free so that you can get up and not even think about the apprehensions, what might happen, what could happen. Why waste your life on what could, what might?
Yeah.
And so much of that never occurs. And if something does come up, the Lord will be right there to help you, to keep you, to protect you.
Amen.
It's possible.
It is possible.
To be free from depression, heaviness, confusion, and not need drugs, not need anything to tranquilize you, you know, and to have good sleep.
And what we have our faith set on in these broadcasts is, it's possible to be free now.
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 Exactly right. Well, you're not waiting on God.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk Him into it. It's
right.
His idea. So you don't have to use something as a crutch. I was thinking about sleep, you know. You can take enough sedatives to knock yourself out.
Yeah.
But that's not sleep.
You never really rest.
Uh-uh. Yeah. The Bible says He gives His beloved sleep.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry. But a lot of that's worry and fear.
Mm-hmm.
People just hadn't got control of their mind and their soul. And once you get a hold of that, and you that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, then next thing you know, you lay down, you're waking up.
Yeah.
8 hours later, feeling wonderful. Yes, it is possible. Don't you say it's not possible.
He heard you.
No, don't you say, oh, no, you don't know me. Yeah, and you don't know how powerful God is.
Amen.
It is possible, not to everybody, but to those that'll believe.
Yeah.
Not, and if you say, well, I've tried to, but I just can't, that's not true either. We've already been over that. Last week, we camped on that, spent time in that. Faith is a choice. Doubting and unbelief is a choice. It's a choice.
Yeah.
And you can, right now today, you can choose to believe. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And straightway when He said that, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Straightway the father of the child cried out and he said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. This man, Jeremy, was not a, he wasn't a preacher. He wasn't a Bible student. He wasn't going to Bible school. He probably couldn't even read. Who knows? Most people in that day couldn't read. He is definitely not somebody you'd just pick out of a crowd and say, boy, there's a Smith Wigglesworth, there's a faith giant, you know, there's a this one or Roberts or whoever. No, no. And yet, even though he was doubting, even though he was trying to put all the responsibility on somebody else for his miracle, when he sees Jesus' eyes and he hears the Master's words and he says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. I mean, I think it hit him. I think it just went right in him. And he said, I do.
I can do
I
that.
Believe.
Yeah.
I believe. And then all the thoughts about how long it had been and the symptoms and how terrible and how many people had prayed and nothing had changed. He said, help my unbelief.
Yeah.
But that's all the Master needed, was for him to make a choice. I'm going to believe. Mm-hmm. And then go as far as he could with the Lord.
Yeah. Something has come up in my heart every time we've gotten to this point. And I believe the Lord wants to minister something to somebody. And I've seen it. Having read this, I don't know how many times, I see it more clearly now. This man has come to Jesus with his child,
mm-hmm.
the most precious thing that he has. And this spirit, this sickness, this disease has been on him
mm-hmm.
and has, I would say confidently, probably worn this family out.
For sure.
And I have it in my heart that there's somebody watching this, and I believe it's a mother watching this broadcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been something that has attacked your babies and has attacked your family and has trying to been hang around and hang on you for years, maybe since the birth of your child. And you've given everything you've had to give and sometimes more. And you're sitting there watching this and you're worn out by this thing. There's good news for you right now. You say the same thing this man did.
That's right.
You call
That's
on
right.
Jesus. I know maybe many people have laid hands on your baby. Many people have laid hands on your son or daughter. But right now you come to Jesus. You call on him and you say, I believe.
Yes.
Just say it out loud right
yes.
now. Yes. I believe. And
I believe.
Watch Jesus do for you what he did for this family.
Hallelujah.
You're about to get your energy back.
Yes.
You're about to get your strength back.
Yes.
Praise God. You're about to get your family back.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you
thank
for
you.
It.
That's exactly right, Jeremy. That's exactly right. And we, something's going to happen right now. It's
right
already
now.
Happening. And there's some other people that this applies to in a measure. And Jeremy and myself and all the crew here,
yeah.
we're releasing faith with
we're
you right now. I want you to just stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing
Thank
and
you.
Say, I mean, get strong with it. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Wrong spirit.
Wrong spirit.
Disease.
Disease.
Leave.
Leave.
Leave my child.
Leave my child.
Leave this place.
Leave this place.
And do not return.
And do not return.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, we ask you to pour Thank in you, the Father. Oil and the wine, Lord, and we are believing that we receive healing anointing, healing power, whatever needs to be done for that child to be right and 100%, whatever needs to be done as an adult too, same way for that adult. We're speaking to something inside their head that's not right, something that needs to be formed, something that needs to be created. Everybody say, body part, be.
Body part, be.
Become.
Become.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah. Don't say you can't believe this. You are believing it right
yeah.
now. The Lord's meeting. He's meeting us and taking us the rest of the way from where we need to be. Things are happening right now. And there are a number of people that concerning that depression thing, and they've been dependent on sedatives heavily, and they've just been numbed. And you don't have to live like that. You need to stand up. Stand up from where you are, from that couch, from that chair, from that desk. Stand up right now and resist it. We're going to do it with you.
Yeah.
All of us are joining faith with you.
Yeah.
Say it out loud. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Depression.
Depression.
Leave me.
Leave me.
Heaviness.
Heaviness.
Confusion.
Confusion.
Go from me.
Go from me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
I
Lord.
Receive the peace of God that passes understanding.
I receive that.
Oh, just
Thank
open
you,
up yourself
Lord.
And just believe you receive
I
the
receive
peace
that.
Of
we receive
God that.
That
passes
In Jesus
understanding. Name. It's happening right now. It's happening
Amen.
Right
Thank
now.
You, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing's too hard for the
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing's too difficult for Him. For us, it is impossible. And that's the good news. You don't have to heal yourself.
Yeah. No pressure on you.
You don't have to deliver all. Yourself. What we got to do is hear from Him, which is what we've been doing right now.
Right now.
You heard from Him about that. I've been hearing from Him about this. We heard from Him. We're not just doing these things off the top of our head. I know some people might not understand that. But no, it's not just pick something at random and throw it out and hope it applies to somebody. I know some folks may do that, but that's not what's happening here. But once we hear from Him and we say what He said, then all we got to do is step back and let Him do it.
Amen.
He does the works.
Yes, He does.
Glory to God.
I missed it and I was supposed to call that thing by name.
Okay.
It's autism.
Okay.
I call it by its name and now you know who I'm talking to. And that thing is over in your life. And it can be over now.
Has to go.
It has to go.
Has to go. We're believing for things happening right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
The Lord told us when we started these broadcasts, He's not limited. He's not restricted by space
Thank
nor
you,
time. He knew when we were ministering this, what would be happening when you're hearing it and seeing it and receiving it. He's here and He's there at the same time. And nothing is too hard for Him.
Praise the Lord.
I'm excited about the testimony.
Glory to God, yes.
We're going to hear
we
and,
are.
And give God all the glory. Be sure and tell tell folks because it'll inspire their faith that they can believe for something right now too.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, I believe, help my unbelief. And obviously, it was enough faith for Jesus to meet him and grace him to help him get to the rest of the way, for Jesus to start moving and acting. And his boy was delivered and his boy was healed. And with that in mind, let's go over to the Acts, the 5th chapter, Acts chapter 5. And I want to give some scripture that the Lord ministered to us when we were on this in the church on this series. Acts chapter 5 and verse 12. The Lord gave us three things to having a miracle. We've already touched on them, but we're going to keep going over them. Number one, mm-hmm. you got to hear from Him.
You have to.
No need talking about number two or three.
Yeah.
You got to hear from Him. Faith comes by hearing.
Which begins right here.
Yeah. And He speaks to us by His Spirit mm-hmm. and by His Word. Yeah. And He will quicken a word by His Spirit and or by His Word for the situation mm-hmm. that you're in. Like we spoke to those specific situations just a few moments ago. No matter what situation we're in, people say, well, just stand on the Word. Okay, but it's a big book. Mm-hmm. Just at random, just pick some things. No, the Spirit of God will quicken what applies to you for this situation. Romans 10:17 that we're all fond of quoting. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you look that up in other translations, it's literally the Word of the Christ. Mm-hmm. And Christ is anointed. So it's the Word of the Anointed One. Mm-hmm. It's not a dead letter word that brings faith. And that's why people can read the Bible, hear the Bible, hear preaching, mm-hmm. a lot of things. And faith didn't come.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that was quickened to them. But then you hear it with the right ear and heart, and the Spirit of God quicken it to you, and you really hear it for the first time.
Yeah, sure.
And when you hear it like that, under the anointing, yeah. by the anointing, that's when faith comes.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Faith comes. And when faith comes, faith is there. But number two is then you do what He told you to do. Mm-hmm. And then number three, which is not even our part, He does it. Not mm-hmm. our part. Hear from Him, do what He told you to do, and then He does it.
Yeah.
I know that sounds simple, but it works exactly that way. That's what happened here. It's what's happened over and over again. And in Acts 5:12, it said it like this. It said, by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. By the hands of the apostles. Now, I've heard people actually change the language that I was able to do this by the power of God. But that's not the way to say it. God did it by us. And if you skip down to the 15th chapter, you see a very similar phrase, Acts 15:12. All the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. They declared what miracles God had worked by them. And then finally in Acts 19:11, similar phrase, it said, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Didn't say Paul worked special miracles by the hand of God. And I'm not just playing with phrases here. It makes all the difference if you think you're doing it mm-hmm. by Him
yeah.
or He's doing it by you. We don't work miracles by God. He works miracles by us. He works miracles when we use our hands, we use our words, we obey the actions, but He's the one that does it. Mm-hmm. And I was reminded of what happened with Peter when they were out there on the boat when the storm came up. And they saw Jesus walking on the water. And they were all afraid, which is not a good response. But then when they saw it was Jesus, Peter said, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. So what's the first step in a miracle?
Hear from Him.
You got to hear from Him. Mm-hmm. And what the Lord drew my attention to, He said, Peter did not have faith to walk on the water because he asked to walk on the water. Mm-hmm. He got faith to walk on the water because the Lord answered him.
Yeah.
That's when his faith came. Mm-hmm. So when Peter is wanting to walk on the water, maybe thinking needing to walk on the water, still you don't have faith because you want something, because you need something. I don't care how desperately you need it or how much you desire or want it. Begging, pleading is not faith, and you won't get into faith that way. Mm-hmm. You must hear from Him, not what somebody else thought He said about it. Mm-hmm. You got to hear from Him for yourself.
Yeah.
And so Peter is sitting in the boat like the rest of the guys, shaken. He does have enough courage to ask and say, Lord, if that's You, tell me to come. But at this point, Peter has no faith, none, to walk on water, none. It's only when he hears the Master's voice coming across through the wind and the waves, come. When you hear that, now God can work miracles by you.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is step out on that word.
Yeah.
Step out on that word. Too many times people have spent all this time pleading and begging and pleading and begging and reasoning and wondering and questioning. And that's not the way. The thing is, if you got a serious situation, what the Lord told the disciples how to respond, when they said, why didn't it work? He said, because of your unbelief. And then He told them what to do about it, how to get it fixed. Prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. What would you get when you're praying and fasting?
A word.
You're going to shut off all of the other stuff, all of the other distractions. You're going to get your body quiet, get your mind quiet. You're going to spend time with Him, seeking Him. And it's in that kind of environment you can hear from Him.
Yes.
And when you hear from Him, that's when faith comes.
Yeah.
And once you've heard from Him, all you got to do is do what He said.
Do what He said.
And then here He will come doing the miracle.
He'll do it.
Glory to God.
I believe that's why the Lord led us at the beginning of this broadcast to say, shut everything else down.
Yeah, that's right.
Shut everything else out. Turn the volume down. Mm. And I think that's maybe the best way to say it, because you got things talking to you all the time. The good news is, so is He.
Yeah.
He's talking all the time. Wisdom, the Bible says, is crying out all the time. But you and I get to decide. I used to say it like this, preaching to teenagers. You get to decide who gets the mic. You know, you get to decide which one gets the volume turned up and the volume turned down. So if you took this time today and you shut everything else down like the Lord instructed you to do, and turned it all down and shut it all out, then I believe you've been honored today by the receiving of the Word, and it will go to work in your life. Amen. We're out of time, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Jesus Himself said that if you can believe, all things are possible. The question is, can you really believe? And the answer is a resounding yes, you can. You can make the decision to believe and grow your faith to experience the miraculous. Faith is very easy, and God wants you to know how to use it. Kenneth Copeland has been teaching faith for more than 45 years and is offering you his revelation and understanding in the Faith That Sets You Free package. Included is the Force of Faith book, which gives you a better understanding of what faith is, and Faith How It Works CD set. In it, you'll learn God's process for faith.
Faith is not this independent, what I'm going to do. Faith is complete dependence on God.
You can have faith in God. Decide today. Grow your faith and experience miracles in your life and the lives of those around you.
Develop a strong foundation of faith in the Word of God. Order the Faith That Sets You Free package today at a special price of only $19.99 and enjoy a savings of 20%. Simply log on to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number and request your package today. Enjoy a life of victory that comes when you understand how to apply your faith. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Before we leave the air today, I really want to encourage you to get a hold of these materials that we're offering you on these broadcasts. The Force of Faith book by Kenneth Copeland and a CD series by Brother Copeland entitled Faith, How It Works. They go right in line with what Brother Keith's been ministering to us over the last week of broadcasts and again in this week. We've been just simply learning about faith and where it comes from and how it works and how it's developed. And it's developed as we hear the Word and act on the Word. You hear what He's saying to you and you do what He's telling you to do. And then watch Him go to work in your life. And it's not... Faith is not independence, as Brother Keith said. It's complete dependence on God. It's complete dependence on His Word. And then when you learn how to live like that, your faith will go to work when you know how much you're loved. Get these materials by Brother Copeland. You're going to be blessed and glad that you did. Now, of course, you know this, but we're limited by time on these broadcasts. And this teaching that Brother Keith has brought to us comes from a complete, I believe it's a 12-part series that's available to you at morelife.org completely free. And this came out of some teaching time at Faith Life Church. You need to get a hold of these things. Every believer needs to get a hold of this because this is the source for miracles in our lives. And if you need a miracle in your life, I believe you do. We all at one time or another do. Well, find out where they come from. Amen. Get a hold of those materials. And then let me invite you just to do what it takes to stay connected with KCM. You're staying connected with the Word and with other believers in KCM. They're out there. They're on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram. If you don't know what those things are, then just find your nearest teenager and they can tell you all about it. But all these things are great ways to stay in touch and receive the Word, keep it going into your life, and just to help you build and grow in the things that God has for you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. It's been a delight to be with you. We invite you to join us again tomorrow. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion September 25th through 27th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You are welcome here at the table with us. Get your Bible, get into the Word with us, and watch what the Word can do in your life. Let the Word do what only the Word can do, and that's bring change from the inside out.